Last time on Eidolon Pop, the team finally learned the mysterious past of Quentin Brooks. Dracula was there. Quentin was an asshole, but like a different kind of asshole than he is these days. Ursa used to be human and got erased by the estate. Overall, it was a real bad time. Alexis.
Hello.
Alexis, has learning the truth about what happened changed your plans at all?
Well, it didn't seem like Cactus Jack was too excited about Teyoth coming out.
Yeah.
It's kind of got me considering, wait, why are we making this decision? What about the people who actually live here? The Shades.
Sure, that's true. What about also all of the other people that live in, like, the normal world?
Oh, well, they're not as cute as old Cactus Jack.
Look, we thought that literally everything about the Undertow sucked, and then Cactus Jack, though.
Right. Yeah, none of them are star breakout character Cactus Jack, that's true.
I mean, before I say, I was prepared to accept whatever would happen, because I believed it would be better, even if it kind of sucked. Because the status quo already kind of sucks a lot.
Sure.
Now I'm thinking, if even the Shades don't want this, maybe there could be another way.
Okay. We are going to come back into the Heart of Glass Room. This is actually going to start before the flashback played. Right now, Gabriel Bede's screen just says your presentation will begin shortly, right where we left off at the end of Pop 16. All of you were kind of in the middle of watching Lady Luck try to mush James into the Heart of Glass when he interrupted with this. And so to be clear, as of right now, none of you have that vision of the past, and Quentin, you have the, like, abridged version that Lady Luck gave you, where you and her were great buds, and you got betrayed by, like, the master of the estate, but you don't really remember more details than that.
Fucking asshole.
And I think Lady Luck is just going to say, well, alright, clearly bringing James here wasn't good enough on its own. Quentin, come with me, I've got a backup plan.
Sweet.
She is going to grab you, and they're both going to vanish from everyone else's view.
Okay, we're not... Gabriel is doing his busy yard bit again. Are we not? Okay.
Are we going to lose a lot of time again?
Probably. Did everyone pee?
I did not want to have to make another piss hole.
We're going to make another piss hole. We have to make another piss hole. It's fine.
Should we just preemptively make the piss hole just so it's ready to go?
Will we die? How long will this be?
As you're asking these questions, there is a crack of static, and suddenly the video starts, and all of you fall into a fugue state. But meanwhile, Quentin, you and Lady Luck reappear in the elevator, and you can feel it moving upwards, Quentin. She goes, well, just gonna have to stick with what worked in the past. We're just gonna go have to kill the master of the estate.
Fucking that asshole. Too long has he... I hate being someone's fucking tool. This is all his shit.
I'm glad you're feeling that way. This shouldn't take too long. I can't imagine he's got much fight in him. Honestly, probably should have just gone for this one in the first place, now that I think about it.
Why? But why me? Why not the rest of the gang?
Oh, I don't know. They're busy screwing around with whatever Gabe's got for them. You and me can take care of it together, right?
Yeah.
The elevator dings and opens up into Ronwee's penthouse. And as the elevator opens, you can almost see Lady Luck shiver for a second before she starts to walk forward, but almost as she hits the plane, like, of the threshold of the elevator door, she starts to dissolve, and she takes a step back and goes, well, now hold on a second, that's new.
When that happens, does she make a sizzling noise? Is there any kind of noise made?
I think there's just kind of like a... as, like, she just kind of... like less burning away and almost more like Infinity War, not feeling so good.
Okay. Sick. I'm gonna put my pinky finger past the threshold.
Nothing happens.
Ah, looks like he's got an anti-U barrier.
What the shit? Ron, what did you do? Ron Wee is just sitting in a chair, staring off into the middle distance, as he tends to.
Hey, man, I think it's payback time.
He kind of, like, slowly turns his head towards you.
Payback for what, exactly?
All this. We, like, obviously did all this bullshit, and now you're the master? What's up with that, dude?
I do not have the energy for this conversation.
Oh, who cares, Quentin? Just kill him. He's got... God, she, like, tries to walk in with you again, but then starts to fade away again as she does and just backs up. God damn it, I hate this.
Okay, so... But what if I'm coming here to, like, kill you, man? Like, this is it. A fucking go to head-to-head. You ready for that?
If you are going to try to kill me, then by all means, get on with it and stop wasting my time.
Quinn feels uneased at this. He's like, oh, there should be more fight here. Do I want to try and roll to figure out the situation or investigate?
You can try to dredge the undertow here, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, something else I didn't mention. The clock has auto-advanced to midnight, so at some point, I get to pick somebody's phantom to come out. And that's just a fun thing I'm keeping in my back pocket for now.
Yay!
Yay! Not it.
Okay, so I got 4 on that one. I'm going to use my overdrive to reroll, or use my 1 reroll on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, we are at 7. 8 minus 1 is 7.
All right, Quentin, while he told you to just kind of get on with it, you almost get the sense that it's not that he is about to let you die, it's that he knows that you're not going to be able to.
Okay. Anyway, you know what? Now that we got her taken care of over there, by the way, what is this you got going on when she can't come in here? That's great.
Have you learned about what she is?
Yeah, we kind of hung out and did. We were trying to take down the estate, right? And then you fucking decided, I'm gonna be the master or whatever.
That's not what I mean. She is the goddess of chaos. She is all things, everything. And I have, over the course of the time here, I have lost all substance to who and what I am. She is not in this room, and she can't change that by walking through the door. There's only just enough of me left here to keep the heart from eclipsing.
You're the one keeping it from eclipsing. And I guess holding off the end of the world? Is that how that works?
That's right.
As much as I do love her fucking bullshit, and I do hate being used, I don't want to destroy everything. All my stuff is in everything. This place fucking sucks.
Quentin, come on. Oh, just stab him. He's got just an entire just midsection there just waiting to be stabbed. I know you've got another knife hidden on you somewhere. That's your thing. Come on.
They do have many knives. Quentin's going to try and heal him.
Interesting. Yeah, I think advance your damage track, because I think you're trying to turn sound into silk and silk into, like, healing magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ron, I don't know what's wrong, but I hope this song fixes your body.
Oh, remember, +1 on that.
That's true, yes. If you sing, you get +1.
All right, I'm going to use... Here we go.
From all the way back in, like, episode 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings it up to a 9, baby.
A 9. I think, you sing your song, and, speaker box weaves it into webbing, which then starts to glow with magic energy, and kind of weaves around him, but then you see that the magic silk just passes right through him, almost as if he is a ghost. And he just kind of stares at you and says,
well, that was a quick turnaround from trying to kill me to trying to heal me, but the effect is going to be much the same either way. Like I said, there's not much of me left here.
Okay, so where's the rest of you then?
Most of it is in an office building in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ugh.
What? What the fuck are you talking about? Lady Luck yells from the elevator.
Yeah, what is, what are you, wait, what? What?
That's the answer to your question.
Okay, so if I wanted to kill you, I need to go to Las Vegas and open a, like, file cabinet and stab you?
It wouldn't be a file cabinet, but yes.
All right, cool. Thanks for being a real team player, man. You got some good advice.
Are you done here?
Yeah, no, we just gotta go find whoever your body is.
You didn't even try, come on!
I did the web thing, and it went through him.
Today is just not my day. Just not my day. Get in. Go get over here.
All right. Anyway, if you be back for you or not, but we'll follow up on this.
Goodbye, Quentin.
Goodbye, Ron.
He just kind of stares at you as you recede back into the elevator, and Lady Luck is just like got her head in her hands, like, I don't understand. I thought I kind of had a handle on things here. What? Why is he in Las Vegas? How is he in Las Vegas? What the hell is he talking about? What did he do? I don't understand anything that's going on. And that is discomforting for a goddess who knows everything. Quentin.
I love it. I think it's great.
Of course you do.
Quentin is like beaming. He's like, apparently this all threw you for a loop.
She is just, like, staring daggers at you as she, like, slowly clenches her hands into fists. All right. Okay. You know what?
Well, you're a godder forever. You live, like, forever. This is nothing to you. Well, we're going to make you another 5 minutes.
Gabriel has everybody else in the basement. He's probably going to take care of them just fine. He didn't seem like he was really itching for a fight or anything. I need to do some research, Quentin. How about you head home for the day? It's getting late. Get some dinner or something. Get away from me while I try and figure out what the hell's going on, and I'll get in touch with you when I've figured something out.
Oh, yeah, I should tell Caroline what's going on. All right, should I just leave those kids down there? That seems like a bad idea.
They'll be fine. Listen, I'm around.
Okay, cool. It's true. You did help us when we were kids, so. Oh, man, can you take me back to Caroline? I should go let her know what's up.
Yeah. You've got it. She snaps her fingers and you fade out of the elevator and are suddenly back on campus near your van. It is the sun has gone down. It's like probably 6-7 o'clock by this point.
Oh, yeah. I can get a garbage plate from the diner. Oh, I wonder if Caroline wants a garbage plate. I think, okay, this is really cheesy. But Quentin goes back and he's like, so, the past has changed between you and us. I want us to go have our first date, and I will explain what I did, I remember on the first date, and you tell me what you remember on your first date, and then we'll figure out where we are.
I think Caroline hears you say that and just says, okay, where are we going?
That diner, you remember when you were a cook at this diner here? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember working at that shitty diner to pay my way through school, uh-huh.
Wanna go back there? Like old time's sake.
Like never again in my life, but sure, whatever. Let's go.
So yeah, like I guess they have like a cool dinner thing and he just kind of goes over what he's happened in Undertow and what's going on.
Yeah, I think Caroline's like, okay. Okay, well you got most of your memory back, it sounds like. That's good.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It still feels iffy. It feels weird that the weird chaos god is... She seems super antsy for some reason.
Yeah, that... I don't know. It's probably better that she feels that way than if she felt like she was still in control of the situation, right?
Yeah. You think we could beat her?
I'm not even totally sure what she wants.
I'm a very lazy person, but when there's just somebody and they're an asshole and they have more... Anyway, whatever.
So, sorry, where did you leave all the kids?
They were in the basement of the reality estate.
And you just, you left them there, huh?
Yes. It was a very busy day. Having the memories is a lot. It's, ugh.
Okay. But you did leave 4 children in the, like, extra-dimensional hell mansion, huh?
When you put it like that, it doesn't seem great. Doesn't seem great for me as a professor. I'm not gonna lie. Yes, I thought they had it.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm trying to loop you into these things. I don't want to just be doing stuff without, like, letting you know.
You know, I appreciate that. Sorry, I'm still just hung up on the part where you left 4 kids alone in the awful angel mansion. Do you have, like, could you go get them if you wanted to?
Yeah, I got a phone. The phone. I should probably go get them, right?
I would probably go get them, yes.
One size, okay. All right. This was nice, though. This was nice to have a break from all of that, you know?
I'm real glad you got to have a break, Quentin. Go with
the
help.
I think
them.
The world is ending in 5 days, and I don't know if I can stop it. Okay?
Yeah, that's... Tell you what, why don't I go with you to get them?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. You head over to the school. It's probably pretty late at this point. You sneak into the basement and break open the wall that the phone is buried in. And you pick it up, and you just get a call disconnected tone. And you remember that Ursa definitely murdered the person who answers these phones.
Well, I think we may be in a bit of a pickle.
Great! And I'm going to flash us forward here, back to the estate, but sometime later. All of you have watched the events of the past play out. You saw how Henry Dracula manipulated Quentin and his friends into helping him become the sole master of the estate. You saw how he used his power to become a vampire again, and also the permanent president of the United States. You saw that Ursula used to be a human being, and she sacrificed everything in order to save her friends. And you saw that most of the horrors of the past were possible because Quentin was such a spineless little shit that nobody could get their shit together enough to oppose Henry, and then when stuff went really bad, he ditched everyone. And you learn all of that, and you finally come back to your senses. You are starving and incredibly thirsty. Your mouths
are... Anything else?
You're starving and you're incredibly thirsty.
Any other things we should know about going on in our bodies?
Yeah, any other bodily functions we may need to address?
Your mouths are all dried out and gross. I think any other bodily impulses you might have are overwhelmed by your extraordinary thirst.
Yeah, we haven't eaten or drank anything since last time, so, you know.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
It has been approximately 54 hours since the video presentation began.
Oh my...
More than 2 days?
And you all, this is Zoe asking, you all have seen the hit cinematic classic John Carter, right?
Yeah! I have.
The bit when he wakes up back on Earth after being on Mars and he sits up and it's just like...
Yeah.
And he's like covered, that is what is going on with Sloan right now.
Ursa is quiet. She has her body kind of like in a ball, her head down. She is crying, but because she's dehydrated, no tears are coming out, but she's definitely crying.
Alexis immediately pulls out a picture she took a few episodes ago of Ron Wee's grapes and wants to summon that.
Okay, yeah, you summon a platter of grapes. I'm not even going to make you mold reality on that one because I don't want you people to die.
Yeah, I'm just munching on some grapes. Anyone want grapes?
I did establish that on the inside they're not grapes, they're raw eggs.
Oh, well, that's nutrients. We have a lot to emotionally process, but first we should probably eat.
Sloan grabs a grape and forgot that they were eggs on the inside. And goes, bah,
bah, oh. You know what? Death doesn't matter anymore. I'll just starve. Thank you, though.
Ursa's still crying.
Ursa, oh my god. I want to go over to Ursa and hug her.
She doesn't push you away, but she keeps, like, crying and shaking and muttering something under her breath.
Man, that was all a lot.
Yeah. Jeez. So on top of everything else, we have to kill the president, right?
Yes. Ursa, like, gets up. We have to kill the president. We have to kill Michael Valentine. And we have to bring Ron back.
Yeah, I mean, historically speaking, killing the president seems like a, you know,
rad thing to do.
I was going to say a tricky prospect, but you know what, that too.
Murdering President Dracula specifically would be quite difficult. However, he will die along with everyone else when the world ends.
Oh, God, I forget.
I walk up to Gabe. I walk up to Gabe and I put my hands in his angel body and I say, how do we make Ron whole? How do we get Ron back?
I cannot reveal that information.
I want to dredge the undertow.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
That is 12.
A 12. All right. You think about...
I have a move for this.
Oh.
I can ask any character one question.
Ah.
Well, you changed the name, but successfully during the interview, you can ask any one question about one of the characters in your immediate vicinity. Whoever plays them must answer as truthfully as possible. Even if the character wouldn't know.
Yes.
So, how do I get Ron Wee back? How do I make him whole?
Making Ron Moreau completely whole again may not be entirely possible because of the damage he's done to himself through his Eidolon. However, reuniting him with his body, all of his body, would be a significant step in the right direction.
And Nursa kind of falls down because she has no energy and no strength right now.
So, all right. So I'm way too out of it to do the math in my head here, Gabe. So how long is left until we end the world?
It is currently 12 a.m. Correction, 12:02 a.m. Friday morning. The world will end at exactly 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Honestly, surprised you didn't do the seconds.
Look, let's count our blessings.
I recognize that you don't appreciate the seconds.
Thank you. I don't.
Okay, so... Wait, so we end the world by fraying Teoth, don't we?
Correct.
Well, she's right here. What the hell do we do for the next day or so?
If I could make a suggestion, it would be to go home and enjoy the last day that the Earth will be around for.
I want to say let's go and steal Ron's body, but I'm too weak. Maybe we should sleep and eat and then steal Ron's body. I want to get my friend back.
Okay, so I say we do three things. One, we go home, we can all fucking use our apartment, take showers. Two, eat food. Three, we gotta go fucking punch Quentin in the face.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. First recover our strength, and then let's just fucking find Quentin wherever he is and fucking jump him.
Wait,
yeah.
Where the hell is he?
He bailed again, I'm sure. He left with fucking Lady Luck. Who knows what the hell they're up to.
I mean, that does confirm that with his memories gone, he's still fundamentally the same person.
Yeah, pretty
good
much.
Good to know.
Yeah, just kind of bad in general.
I can't believe he just ran away.
All right, how do we... Ursa, can you...
Yeah.
Can you get us home?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I'm sorry if this is like a rough question, but I just want to...
Yeah, go for it.
Do you still want us to call you Ursa, or would you prefer Ursula?
I would prefer Ursula.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ursula it is.
Yeah. All right, well, let's...
Can I roll Restraint Journey to make a portal for us back home?
Yeah, because this thing where you make portals back and forth is a move now, not just something you get to do.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a strange journey on your... Yeah.
Yeah.
You can create a temporary portal to the Undertow for you and your allies. Roll plus biz on a 10 plus, choose 2, and a 7 to 9, choose 1. The other side of the portal is in a safe location. The portal can only be seen and used by those who you permit. And you can close the portal whenever you want. Once closed, the portal can only be reopened by using Strange Journey again.
So, I rolled 5 on the die, but I have 2 bits, which makes it a 7. Portal's in a safe location.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, you warp everybody out to the middle of that same field that you seem to warp to most of the times when you warp back to the real world.
Good old field.
Let's sleep, I guess.
Look, I want to sleep and I want to take a shower. I'm sure we all fucking reek. But I need food or I will kill someone.
Yeah. Garbage plate?
Garbage plate.
Garbage plate.
It'd be like 2 days without water, or with only whatever water content is in a raw egg, is, like, we're probably already stretching the fucking, like, suspension of disbelief by the fact that you can even speak this much.
Eh, we got superpowers, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. The rock cast has been shot so many times.
Yeah.
I say we all head to the diner and chow down.
All right, yeah, you don't run into Quentin because Quentin went there like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm
going to eat 2 garbage plates and drink my weight in apple juice, and then I'm going to sleep for an indeterminate amount of time.
I will say, it's hard to tell because you're so goddamn hungry and thirsty. You're actually okay sleep-wise, as though, like, watching that video was like falling asleep.
Well, that's a poor critique of Gabe's filmmaking abilities.
Well, also, going to bed just sounds nice right about now.
Yeah.
It does. I don't think we need to do an encounter for eating food.
No.
Well,
no.
Now that we got some downtime, should we do ties now? Or?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we update ties? Because y'all wanted to do some ties relative to the videos. So, yeah. Ty, what do you want to update?
I'm unsure of Alexis's moral compass, and it concerns me.
All right, yeah.
I don't have them in front of me. What are the other ones?
You also have Sloane. Should I be concerned about James?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that one's at plus 3, so you'll need to do a scene with him to go further with that one. And it concerns me. That pushes that one to plus 3. Next one you have is Sloane seems confident. Love to see it.
Okay, also I would add a Caroline one is like, all right, what was the one from the flashback? I value Caroline's insight. If Caroline thinks something is up, maybe I should be a better professor.
Yeah, I'll go with I value Caroline's insight. Insight. I value Caroline's insight even when she's critical of me.
Yeah.
That pushes Caroline to plus 3. Okay. Ursa.
Yeah, I have a bunch I want to change.
Ursula.
Yeah, no, I think Ursa, if you say Ursa, is still fine. I think she likes that her friends are calling her Ursula.
Yeah.
I think I want to start with Sloane and just say something like, Sloane is just a person, or like,
thank you.
Something, because before it's always been Sloane is great or Sloane is terrible, and to be like, Sloane is human.
Okay.
Damn right I am.
Sloane is just human.
Mm-hmm.
Plus three. Okay, anything else?
James changed last week, yeah. For sure. James is a good friend.
Is a good friend plus two.
Hey, does all of last week's episode count as a scene for Quentin?
I'm going to say no, because I think both of you have plus threes to each other, and a confrontation about this shit would be good. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, so also the Lady Luck one last week when we were like, wait, you're a god, and she like, get over it. Does that count as a confrontation?
I think so.
Okay, Lady Luck doesn't care about anything.
Lady Luck doesn't... All right, levels you up.
Well, yeah.
Plus one. Or it gives you XP. I don't know if that levels you up.
Yeah, I'm one away from leveling up.
Okay. And any others?
That's it. I could make some with the characters from the flashback, but I'll wait until we ever meet them again. All right. If we do.
James, how about you?
Okay. Alexis isn't changing. I want to come back to Ursa. Quentin, so I wasn't originally going to change Quentin to this because, like, we had kind of that scene back in 16, and then the whole flashback happened, and I feel like what I think about Quentin has to reflect that.
Right.
So, Quentin Brooks is a coward.
Ooh, okay, all right. Mark XP.
And that's actually going to push me to level 4.
All right, we'll worry about that for in-between sessions. All right.
Let's leave Sloane where she is. Lady Luck is fine where she is. Okay, Ronwee is as much a prisoner of the estate as us is accurate, but I feel like it needs to go deeper now.
Ronwee is even more of a prisoner of the estate than us?
I think, change it to Ron, you know what, leave the rest of the sentence as it is, but change Ronwee to Ron Moreau.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, Ursa, and this is kind of a roundabout way of thinking, Ursa is living proof that there is a way out of this.
Proof that there's a way out of this. Plus two. All right. And you good with that?
I'm good.
All right. Alexis.
Let's see. Joanna will always follow her program, even if it's stupid. Yeah, that's still accurate. Uh-huh. I actually do want to change that.
Okay.
Joanna can be reasoned with, because Cactus Jack did reason with her.
Yeah. All right, that pushes Joanna to plus three.
Mike, you were going to say something?
Oh, yeah, sorry, you totally reminded me I was going to change Joanna, but I didn't want to walk all over your shit. Joanna does not deserve my sympathy.
Okay, yeah.
So I had that thing early on where I was like, wait, she used to be a person, something's wrong here. But like, no, absolutely not, fuck that noise.
Okay. And any others, Alexis?
God, when she woke up, her initial reaction was like, oh, Quentin's actually improved a lot. But then when she realized Quentin wasn't there.
Right.
I guess Quentin was never that great is still accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Ursa has suffered more than any of us.
Ursa has suffered more than any of us. Plus two. Okay.
And then Sloane and Lady Luck are both still accurate.
Alrighty. Sloane.
Well, I really think it's time to pull the trigger on the Abbey arc.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I would want to change Ursa, but I think she is still at plus three, so...
Yeah, she is. That's not inaccurate that she's having a breakdown.
Yeah, just of a different flavor.
Yeah.
Quentin is a piece of shit. Oh.
Quentin is a piece of shit. Plus three.
Oh, now it's Sloane's turn to be the fucking XP pinata. Look at all those plus threes.
Yeah. Okay, and is that it for you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone else is primed and ready to go, so I gotta wait.
Yeah, all right. In that case, I think all of you...
Wait, yeah. One last thing, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lady Luck can use true magic.
Okay, okay.
Because she did the thing on my memory, and that's, like, actual magic.
Right. Lady Luck can use true magic.
You know what? While we're here, I do want one for Caroline.
Okay.
Carly got manipulated by Quentin.
Alrighty. Carly got manipulated by Quentin. Plus one. Hello there, everybody. It's me, Luke. How's it going? How is everybody feeling out there? I'm feeling slightly better than I did last week. Still got coronavirus, but it's less than it was last time, so hey, that's something. Anyway, I'm here to tell you about our Patreon. If you head to patreon.com/eidolonplaytest and give us a little bit of money, you get some stuff in return. If you subscribe at just $1 a month, you get early access to every episode of both podcasts. You get Eidolon Rock and Eidolon Pop a full week in advance. For $3 a month, you get access to my GM notes from every session as I upload the episodes. Sometimes those can be kind of fun behind-the-scenes stuff. You also get access to a monthly bonus design podcast with me and Molly as we work out the kinks in the game. So that's a good time. We just put one of those up recently, I think the same time as last week's episode. It's a good one. For $5 a month, you get... access to the current draft of Eidolon Become Your Best Self, a game that is shaping up pretty good, if I might say so myself, although in the current draft, the Beast playbook, the Chili playbook, if you will, is in a state of maintenance, let's say. We took out Overdrive as a system, and that had consequences for that book. We're gonna fix it, don't worry about it. For $5 a month, you also get your name shouted out on the podcast, like so. I want to give a special thank you to NM, Tanner Vogelgesang, Benjamin Lewis, Akash Tandon, Scaly Haley, Bizarre Logo, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle is the greatest game ever made, Tabitha Spokes, Pete Shaka, Destry Hawk, Leah Woman of 10,000 Names, Drashura, Adam Levine, Tono, I want some marijuana. Do you have any? Please help. My address is I am just going to stop reading right here. There. People are having a lot of fun changing their Patreon names. Jeans, James Terenzia, Soda Juice, Kyle Wayne LaCroix, Smokey, Hannah, Queen Cat Attack, Dragon Girl Josie, Israel Johnson, Beardo, David, Jenny Size, Fire Princess Lily, Paradotted Abilene, Witsu, Celeste Jennings, Johan 159, Mark Myers, Sky, Eli Maroney, June B, Jacob Hathcock, Jeff Dorman, Dylan Lee, Evan, Chelsea Welch, Lucentia, Virgil Purcell, Liam Conlin, Rizzy, Lachlan Cleland, Ryan Ball, Ellen, Evie Helms, Stub 5678, Erica Maybe, Striven, Casey Cosmos, Lizzie Tusus, Lizzie Two Shoes, Jordan Sam, and the Z Mage. Thank you to everybody that supports this show at any tier. If you are a $5 subscriber and you're either, you know, new or you're changing your name or whatever, if I'm mispronouncing your name or if I'm not using the name you would prefer, please get in touch with me. I can, as I think I just proved, I will say whatever you pay me to say here. Either just DM the Eidolon account on Twitter, at Eidolon Playtest, or send me a DM on Patreon, and I will make sure to call you what you want to be called. If you can't afford to subscribe, I completely understand, but we would really appreciate it if you could rate and review us on iTunes, and also tell your friends about the show. Let them know you got a cool podcast you're listening to, and that they need to listen to it. Like, go on a car trip with your friends. Maybe don't do that this year, I guess, because of COVID. I was going to say go on a car trip and play the podcast in the car for them, but that crucial vector for spreading podcasts might also be a crucial vector for spreading diseases, so that's probably a bad call. Just make them listen to it. Figure out a way to make it happen, please. You don't listen. This is getting a little desperate. I need to go. I'm still sick with COVID-19, and therefore you have to excuse any weirdness in this interstitial. I'm gonna go. Bye. So, yeah, I think you all stuff yourselves, drink plenty, eat plenty, and where are you all headed to rest, since, like, half of you don't have homes?
I extended an invitation to everyone to stay at our place if they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking, is everybody taking that invitation up, or are you, you know, Alexis, are you going back to your van? What's up?
Yeah, I think I'll take that invitation. I think it's better if we stick together for these last 17 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say James's answer is going to depend on Alexis's answer. So.
You've got more like 30 hours.
Oh, you're right. But still.
You're now synced up time-wise with Eidolon Rock.
Finally.
Lady Luck was off doing all the Eidolon Rock stuff while you guys are in your TV coma.
Oh, that's nice. I think Ursa's going to want to try something. She's going to walk up to a door and say, a door in the dorms and say, I used to be a person. I used to have a room with my things and my life in it, my drums. It must exist somewhere. It must still be here. I want to use this as my beautiful home.
Okay, yeah. Tell me how that one works.
When in your facade and press for details about your human life, you can attempt to conjure physical evidence that you're a human being with a normal life. Roll plus glam.
Yeah, all right, give me that glam roll.
Okay. My glam is plus one. That's a 2 and a 6. 8 plus 1, 9.
Okay, and how does that work on a 7 to 9?
On the 7 to 9, something about them is strange or unsettling, as described by the GM.
Okay, that's perfect. You find an unused dorm room on Sloane's floor as everybody else kind of heads to Sloane's to rest, if not sleep. And you put your hand on the knob and you kind of take a breath and you can feel the energy behind the door change, and you reach into your pocket and you see that you have a key card to it.
I open it.
Inside it is Ursula's dorm room from 2004. Describe to me what this dorm room looks like.
It's full of My Chemical Romance posters.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah.
It's like everything seems to be in black or red or sometimes white.
Okay.
There's like a 2004 laptop somewhere in there. There's like an electric set of drums. And there's a lot of like very... There's a lot of posters of cute guys and girls in the wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Everything is exactly how you just described it. But at the electric drum kit, Ursula is sitting there playing drums with headphones on.
Oh. I enter the room and close the door?
Okay, yeah, she seems like she doesn't notice you because she's so absorbed in her drumming.
I sit on the on the bed and watch her, kind of paralyzed, but like, what else am I gonna do?
Yeah. She just kind of, yeah, is going at it. She's just throwing herself into it. I think her eyes are shut even, maybe. She's just drumming away. Real quick, what's everyone else doing over in Sloane's room?
Can we hear these 3 a.m. drums?
I think they're, like, on, like, rubber pads in a way that, like,
yeah.
If you were next door, you could, but otherwise not really.
Yeah. Don't at me if that's not how electronic drums work. It does. That's how it works. Someone changed something in the estate.
Yeah.
She's got them like wrapped up in towels or something to dampen it, you know.
I offer Alexis and James my finest of dirty laundry beds. if they would wish to partake.
I think James just falls backwards onto the floor and just kind of stares at the ceiling.
Mood.
Yeah.
Alexis is not really that tired. She's actually kind of wired, and she asked for Sloane's phone.
What are you gonna do with my phone?
Well,
don't go through my pictures.
Okay, I just want to, like, check the news. Like, I haven't had the phone for, like, 3 days.
Hold on, let me, hold on. Sloan mutes all notifications. and then hands the phone over.
I don't care about your weird porn, Sloan. It's okay.
I care about my weird porn!
Okay, fine.
You know, as upset as I got when my life disappeared, I think I was only mad about that in the broad strokes. Now that it's gone, I'm having trouble thinking of specific things I actually miss. Is that weird?
I mean, what did you enjoy doing before?
Schoolwork, I guess. Hanging out with you guys. And that was pretty much it.
You enjoyed the schoolwork? God, you're
yeah, hairy. Well, I mean, listen, I was studying bugs because I like bugs.
You can still study bugs.
Yeah, for 29 hours.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, hey, Sloan, I know Alexis already has your phone. Do you have, like, a laptop or something?
Yeah, give me a second. Sloan pulls out her laptop and begins frantically clearing history and closing tabs. Okay, here you go. Just don't look around it.
No, that's alright. I'm just gonna look up some fucking nature videos. It's cool.
Aw. You realize I have Planet Earth on, like, Blu-ray, right? Do you just want to watch Planet Earth?
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I put on Planet Earth, and we have just a nice, lovely, chill evening.
Yeah. Alexis, I'm trying to think if there's any specific news story. Like, are you looking for anything in particular?
I guess I'm, like, searching, like, Ron Moreau or Ursula Bexar with the silent X, things like that. Like, researching what I learned.
Yeah, I think you definitely don't get any relevant hits for Ursula Bear. For Ron Moreau, I think maybe you can find, like, an old MySpace page that, like, is broken at this point. Doesn't really work. You manage to get, like, an archive.org version of it. It's just, like, there's very little on here other than, like, fucking, it auto-plays Feel Good Inc. when you open it up.
It's a shitty MIDI of Feel Good Inc.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand this, like, old website. Ursula might know.
Where is she?
Ursa, you are, yeah, just sitting on...
Yeah, I grab one of my teddy bear pillows that I had, and I have it, like, wrapped around my arms, and, like, pushing my face into it, but still looking at the other Ursula with, like, my knees on the bed, just kind of paralyzed, but also weirdly nostalgic about this.
Yeah. I think she finally finishes her drum solo and just kind of stops. She's sweating a little bit and just kind of takes a few deep breaths as she sets her sticks down and takes her headphones off and looks over at you and just says, I miss this.
Yeah, it seemed fun. I haven't played when the drum set in forever. I like rhythm games, so that's similar, but it's not the same.
After what happened back then, I didn't think we were ever gonna come back.
Yeah. I don't know if we were supposed to, but here we are.
Here we are.
What was the other option? To be stuck in that jail, in that world?
Yeah. But we made it. We're back home, and
yeah,
it's all thanks to you.
Yeah. Thanks to us.
Thank you, Pink Bullets, for bringing me home. She reaches out an arm and puts it on your shoulder, and it, like, stings and burns, but you feel like you can't get away from it.
That hurts.
Sorry, it's time for you to come back to me, though.
No, I'm you. We're us. We did this together. We had our friends, and then we sacrificed ourselves for
them. I sacrificed myself for them.
No. We escaped the Undertow, and then we got new friends, and then we went back, and we did this.
Pink Bullets, you are a part of me.
You and me.
And it's time for you to come home now. You've brought me back. You've done such a good job, and you've earned a rest. But and from her hand, you can almost feel like something is draining from you.
What about Ron? I need to save Ron. I need to kill Dracula. I need to kill Michael Valentine.
We're gonna do all of that. You're gonna be right there at my side.
But what about my friends? What about Sloane and Alexis and James?
I don't really know them.
They're good people. They're our friends.
Well, then I'll be happy to meet them.
So this is it? I just go back to being an Eidolon?
I'm not... I gave up everything that I had for my friends, and I have finally made it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna give up everything just so that you can take over my life. You're my Eidolon. You're not me. I'm the one who deserves to be here.
No. Why can't we both do this? Well, why can't...
I'm not... I mean, you're still gonna be here, but you're not gonna be... I'm gonna be the one taking the lead now. Alexis, I think you step out into the hall looking for Ursula, and you see that a door on the far end of the hallway is cracked slightly.
Ursula! Are you over there? I'm walking towards the door. Hey, you know how to use MySpace?
Ursa, you see Ursula yell back, "Yeah, I'll be right there in a minute!"
Hey, what are you doing? Are you busy?
Come in!
Okay, I'm coming in.
No, I said don't come in.
Oh, you're giving me mixed signals here.
Sorry, no, I think you just misheard me.
Please, Alexis, come in!
Okay, I'm gonna come in.
Yeah, you see, Ursa and her human form, sitting on her bed, and yeah, Ursula just has her hand on Ursa's shoulder.
I think Ursa at this point is full-on bear mode.
Yeah.
And she's crying, holding a bear teddy pillow, like a bear plushie, and she looks up to you and she says, Alexis, are you my friend?
Yeah, of course I am.
Am I just an Eidolon?
Ursula, I'm not even sure what that question means.
She wants me to go back to being her Eidolon.
I want to go back to being me.
We can be one.
Okay, then why are you... What are you crying for, then? Stop fighting it and let's do what you just said.
I'm scared of not existing again.
Ursula? If this is... It seems... If you're the same person, then why is she crying?
I don't know. I don't know what's... Listen. I've been gone for such a long time, and... So I don't have answers, okay? All I know is that I want to be back, and I... You're afraid of not existing anymore? I haven't existed for 15 years.
Okay,
but you're here, you're talking to me, you exist. What are you trying to do here?
I'm just trying to be me again.
Okay. Take me.
Hold on, what does that mean? What's I barely understand what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, are you not fighting this at all?
I'm not fighting it at all.
Alright, yeah, advance your damage track.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think, Alexis, you can see... Ursa seems to slump slightly, and almost like the color is fading from her fur, and she becomes slightly less tangible as Ursula continues to lay her hand on her.
Hey, Ursula, it kind of seems like you're eating her or something.
I mean, I guess kind of. I'm just making myself whole. I'm just making myself whole again.
What are you now? How are you not whole?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that I need her. I need me.
She needs me, Alexis.
Ursa, you want this?
She needs me.
If you tell me you want this, I won't interfere. It just doesn't seem like you do.
I'm scared, but maybe if I go into her, we'll share minds, memories, we'll become one. She wants to do all the same things I want to do.
Yeah, trust me, I am absolutely going to get revenge on Dracula, and I'm going to save Ron. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
Alexis kind of looks at her cat, which is on her shoulder, and says, don't ever do this to me, okay?
I think Vivi just drops to the ground and flops on her belly.
They're like,
okay, Ursa, if this is what you want.
Yeah.
All right, let me think.
Must resist the urge to fucking Jedi into this. Don't let people take advantage of you. Fuck other people.
I'm having a really hard time playing Ursa and not being like, yeah, I'll sacrifice myself, because that's a big part of Ursa's character.
Ursa, you feel as you continue to be drained, you grow to have a better understanding of what's going to happen if this completes itself as you advance your damage track a second time.
Yep, I'm a two.
You're going... Ursa, as a distinct person, is going to be lost. It is going to be as if Ursula just woke up from a coma, and all the memories that you've made, they're not going to like merge with her. They're just going to be gone as you become pink bullets again.
Fuck. Jesus Christ, Luke. Fuck, I can't.
Okay, Alexa is going to start pulling them apart.
I think as you move to try to do that, all of a sudden, Ursula pulls up Revolution Lover in the shape of a gun pointed at you.
Whoa.
It's just...
Hey, no!
Stay back.
Don't hurt her! She's my friend! She's our friend!
I won't have to hurt her if she just keeps her distance.
You gonna shoot me?
No!
I don't want to shoot you.
I'm gonna scratch at her face with my bear claws.
Give me a scrap.
Okay, let me find my glasses because I threw them off. Six. Oh, no, wait. I have zero in scrap, don't I? I'm going to push myself and re-roll that two of the two and a four.
Yeah.
That's a four and a four. That's eight.
Eight. All right. Choose an advantage, but you're going to get hurt in the process.
I guess control of the situation is what I want here.
Okay. Describe Ursa taking control of the situation.
Ursa scratches at Ursula, but more like pushes her away and takes Revolution Lover off her hand.
Okay, I think you do that. As you do, you feel... Yeah, you scratch at her, and she screams as she recoils back, and you grab Revolution Lover, but it burns in your hand the same way her hand was burning you. And you feel yourself being drained by it just as much.
Am I not supposed to exist? What? My friends, my life.
What about my friends? What about my life?
Why can't we both exist? Why can't we both be our own? If you don't wanna take what I've created, what my life has been, then don't. But then let's all live. Why can't we both exist? You be your own person, and I'll be mine.
That's not gonna work. I can't. If I don't finish absorbing you, I'm gonna lose enough strength to manifest, and I'm gonna go away again, and I'm not going to go away
again.
You're
not gonna go away! I, like, throw Revolution Lover at the floor, and I grab Ursula's hands, and I get my face close to her. And I'm like, you're not going to go away. You're going to be right here. We're going to be one. It's not who's the dominant and who's the one that doesn't exist anymore. We're going to be a being, a person. Ursula Ursa Bear.
I think she's starting to cry.
I hug her.
Okay. Give me a beat the odds plus pow.
Oh, great. My pow is zero. And I just use my... That's a five.
Okay. I think you move to hug her, but it burns, and you're realizing that there's not much left of you to give up.
On Sloane's phone, Alexis is going to put in the group chat, come to room 2A, whatever, immediately. And then she wants to Google a photo of a bear trap and mold reality as she throws it at Ursula's feet.
Boy, howdy, what? It really sucks that Sloane turned off notifications. And also that Alexis has her phone.
Oh, no!
Quentin has his phone, and James have his phone?
Oh.
Yeah, Quentin shows up. Let's do that.
Well, Quentin, they're back. Like 20, 30 minutes away, and you get a text in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexis, what's up?
No, it'd be from Sloane's phone.
Welcome back. You guys make it back okay?
It would say, come to room 2A, whatever, now Ursa's getting eaten.
From Sloane.
Hey, I'm glad you guys made it back out of there.
And Alexis doesn't get that because notifications are off.
And the phone is being thrown at Ursula's feet.
Yeah, give me a mold reality. Or I guess that's probably more of a, that's honestly more of a bombard, but you're using your biz.
Yeah, that's seven total.
Seven total? Okay. Yeah, in that case, choose a downside. Making you people figure out how combat works for once.
Yeah, hold on, pulling up basic moves. Is that bombard?
Yeah.
Make your shot, but move into danger.
Okay, I think, you throw the bear trap and it snaps on Ursula's leg, knocking her away from Ursa. She collapses to the ground screaming. And she says,
I'm never going to not exist again.
And she touches Revolution Lover, and it transforms from a gun into a large bomb.
What are you doing?
Ursa, I think we should leave.
I'm not leaving her behind. She's me.
We're gonna get blown up if we don't.
You go!
I'd rather exist as a corpse than not exist and let you take my place.
I hug her again.
Give me that beat the odds plus pow again.
Seven.
Seven, okay. I think you hug her and it still stings and burns, but you don't feel... It's almost like you are fading into her, but at the same time she is fading into you. And for a moment there is just nothing. And Alexis, you are alone in this room. And the Revolution Lover bomb dissolves.
I'm gonna revert the bear trap and text. Still come over here, but I don't know what's happening.
I'm gonna address Fabby because I don't know whether to say Ursa or Ursula. Fabby, describe what happens next as your character reemerges.
Okay. Ursula is back. She looks 15 years older. She has still have like shortish hair. She's dressing more appropriately for her age, not like a 20-year-old. She has a bear backpack, and she walks out of the... Is Alexis still here, or...?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, and she says, hey, Alexis.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
She laughs, and she says, hi, my name is Ursula Ursa Bear.
Eidolon Pop is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. You can follow us on Twitter at EidolonPlaytest. You can follow Crystal at ArcaneCrystal, Ty at SiriusTiberius, Zoe at BlankZilla, Mike at MikeLovesRabbit, Fabi at Fabi_Garza, and me, Luke, at SSJSpeedRacer. Eidolon Pop will be back in 2 weeks on December 21st for Patreon subscribers and December 28th for everyone else. See you then!